I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and in today's episode, Naked Scientist Evelina Wang will be charging headfirst into this question from listener Barry.
What causes degradation in electric car batteries? And what are the upcoming developments in EV battery technology?
The batteries that power your electric car are lithium-ion batteries. Dr. Chloe Coates from the University of Cambridge is here to drive us to the bottom of this.
For a consumer, let's say an electric vehicle driver, there are three main considerations that impact battery degradation. These are the temperature of the system, the state of charge, i.e. whether it's fully charged, discharged, or somewhere in between, and the usage profile, so whether someone is charging or discharging, either fast or slow.
When discharging a lithium-ion battery, the lithium ions move from the negative graphite electrode to the positive cathode.
Both electrodes undergo large volume changes as the lithium is inserted or removed, which can induce stresses to the particles and lead to cracking. The graphite anodes are affected by what is known as lithium plating. At low temperatures or at fast rates, the lithium can't intercalate into the graphite layers fast enough, and so lithium metal accumulates at the surface. In extreme cases, the lithium cannot plate evenly on the surface and instead forms dendrites, which can short-circuit the cell, and this represents a major safety hazard.
Another component of the lithium-ion battery is the liquid electrolyte, which conducts the lithium ions in between the graphite and the cathode.
The molecules that make up the electrolyte can decompose at high voltages on cycling. The degradation mechanisms discussed here are only a sample of the reactions that can occur in a battery. The interplay between the different mechanisms and how it is affected by the order in which they occur remains an important question.
So what's next in battery technology? Research into the specific conditions and reactions that cause degradation will continue to help improve current lithium-ion batteries.
Thank you, Evelina and Dr. Chloe Coates. But I think there's more potential from these battery brain teasers. So next week, we'll be weighing up this question from listener Tibor.
Does potential energy have any mass? If I were to charge a phone battery, would it become heavier?
If you at home have a question you'd like to be featured, email us at chris@nakedscientists.com, submit it through our website, nakedscientists.com, or log on to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.